KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
After last night's showdown at the White House, President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa and the U.S. will continue engaging on issues of trade and investment. He believes they've secured a win on that front.
So I was rather pleased that there's a firm agreement and undertaking that we are going to continue engaging. So there's no disengagement. For us, that was one of the key outcomes that we had wanted.
Ramaphosa was accompanied by a South African delegation that included government ministers, billionaire businessman Johan Rupert, and golfers Ernie Els and Retief Goosen on his trip to the Oval Office. Top of the agenda was rescuing diplomatic relations, clarifying the country's position on foreign policy and trade. Ramaphosa and President Donald Trump shared a meal together after their public engagement before getting down to business behind closed doors. Ramaphosa briefed reporters afterwards.
One of the key confidence-building measures or mechanisms is the engagement that is going to continue on investments, on tariffs, and an investment climate creation in South Africa, and our access to the American market, and continued discussions over AGOA are now going to ensue much more determinedly going forward.
Ramaphosa says Elon Musk's Starlink was not discussed at that meeting. Meanwhile, the EFF says it's proud that video footage of leader Julius Malema has shaken the corridors of Washington. According to the Red Berets, the South African delegation's presentation was embarrassing. Trump earlier played video footage of Malema singing struggle song Kill the Boer and grilled Ramaphosa, saying it showed politicians calling for the persecution of white people. The president responded that government's policy does not align with Malema's remarks. EFF spokesperson Sanao Tambo was speaking to the SABC.
Donald Trump set them up, get newspaper clippings waiting to support his disinformation. And sadly, the president of South Africa, alongside the Minister of Agriculture and alongside Johan Rupert, failed to discount those false claims and ended up backing down about Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, which is a song directed at a system of oppression. They were almost groveling, trying to explain themselves about land expropriation without compensation.
In other news, the N3 near Spaghetti Junction northbound has been closed completely to traffic due to a crash. Medics are currently on the scene where a vehicle has veered off the bridge. Now, an economist says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana had to find another way of raising taxes to fund the fiscal deficit in the country's budget. Godongwana said yesterday he proposed an inflation-linked increase to the fuel levy while delivering the budget. He says the levy will be hiked by 16 cents per litre for petrol and 15 cents per litre for diesel, and the increase will come into effect in June. Raymond Parsons is a professor at Northwest University.
Somewhere, some money had to be found. It's a choice between the lesser of the evils. And quite clearly, since the fuel levies had not been raised for 3 years, there was some room to do it there. Of course, the shoe would pinch somewhere, but that's the only way you can balance the budget. Question is, what are the trade-offs? What are the compromises? This is a budget of compromises and trade-offs, but it is a GNU budget.
On the weather front, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, 18 for Maritzburg. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.